This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Contemplation and reflection, those are part and parcel of what Allah Almighty wants from us. He says we need to think about things, contemplate, reflect. Over what? Well, there are two types of things. Number one is the creation of Allah in order to understand His greatness and grandeur. And number two is within ourselves, in order to be able to look at how insignificant we are, and again, the greatness of Allah, so that we can change our lives in a way that is suitable to where we are heading. Many times we're leading our lives in such a way that we don't even think about where we're going. Take a visit to the graveyards and remind yourselves about the people you knew who were powerful, they were wealthy, they were healthy, they were good looking, and where are they? They are no more. They have returned to Allah. Their bodies are lying in their graves and decomposing in most cases. However, they are returned to Allah Almighty. And in a similar fashion, we will all return to Allah. That's why when we hear of some news of distress, it's a sunnah to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah and we're all ultimately going to return to Him. Many of us say this statement but don't think about what exactly we're saying. So Allah Almighty reminds us. That reminder is, we indeed belong to Allah in the same way that this disaster, calamity happened and something that was not good has happened. And the person may have returned to Allah in the case of death or in the case of some sickness. We all remind ourselves, we are all going to be in a similar situation where we'll be returned to Allah Almighty. So to think about this and to pause for a moment is very, very important. It is termed a great act of worship. Allah Almighty says, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard, indeed in the creation of the skies and the earth, wa-ikhtilafi al-layli wal-nahar, and the change of the day or rotation of the night and the day, how it rotates. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in those there are signs for those who have sound intellect. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who remember Allah. We've spoken in previous episodes about how we need to be conscious of who we are and who Allah is, and conscious of how we're supposed to be carrying ourselves at all times. So Allah says, the ones who ponder, the ones who remember Allah, qiyaman wa qu'udan, while they're standing, while they're seated, wa ala junubihim, while they're on their sides, they remember Allah. Alladhina yadhkurun Allah. To remember Allah means to be conscious of Him, to remember you're answerable to Him, to praise Him, to do what He's instructed, to stay away from what He's prohibited, to recite the Quran, to engage in acts of worship. All of this is remembering Allah. I'm conscious of Him. So Allah says, the ones with sound intellect, ulul albab, they are the ones who remember Allah, be they standing, sitting, or on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder and reflect deeply over the creation of the skies and the earth. Rabbana. And then they say, O our Lord, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You have not created all of this in vain. When Allah created the skies and the earth, He did not create it for fun, nor did He create it to mock us or to joke with us or for us to just come in and forget Him. And think that, you know what, that's it. We're here and it's the be all and end all. Allah Almighty has indeed created this with a purpose. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Lord, you have not created this without purpose. There is a purpose. سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you, O Allah. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So save us from the punishment of hellfire. That's one of the du'as or the supplications that a person who ponders and reflects will make. Oh my Lord, save me from the punishment of the fire. Save me from the punishment of the hereafter. Save me from calamity in this world. In this world, things will happen to you and I that are not nice. They may not be good. It might be negative. We might suffer loss and so on. It's part of the promise of Allah. I will test all of you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. With what? بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. With a little bit of anxiety, perhaps fear. The term khawf refers to fear, but it includes in it anxiety, because anxiety has an element of fear in it. So Allah says, I will test you with a little bit of fear, with jua and some hunger, whatever way that hunger is going to come to you, whether you cannot eat what is there or you don't have provision, you don't have the food, maybe you may not have earned it, so on. You might have lost job and whatever. Allah includes thereafter al-jua, al-khawf wal-jua, wa naqsin min al-amwal, loss of wealth. Whether it is your own business or you're employed or whatever it may be, loss of wealth. You have to lose some of your wealth, if not all of it. Take it in your stride. Allah promised this to you. Don't become depressed because you lost money or because you lost some of your property. In fact, as difficult as it is, praise Allah. Ask Him for guidance. Seek forgiveness from Him and improve yourself. Pray that it's not a punishment from Allah, but rather it is a test to elevate your status. You're going to have a test. And the beauty of a test and the difference between the test and the punishment is when the punishment comes, it comes with destruction. And it comes with a lot of difficulty, hardship that a person cannot come to terms with. However, when it comes to a test, when by the time you've ended the test, your status is elevated and you're in a much better position. Allah says, "Inna ma'al usri yusran, inna ma'al usri yusran." Indeed, with hardship there is ease, and with hardship there is another point of ease. So with each hardship, there is more than one point of ease. But you have to go through that hardship. Don't give up during the time of the hardship. That time of the hardship may last a month or two, a year or two, more or less. It's okay. Seek help from Allah. Keep trying, but don't give up. When you come out of a test, you'll always come out better, happier, closer to Allah. You come out a much more beautiful person. You're more conscious of where you're going. You understand the greatness of Allah. You're softened towards people as well. That is not a punishment. That is actually a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is good for you and I. Like we said, Allah Almighty says, we will test you. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ. We will even test you with loss of life. You will lose people around you. You may lose so much. And Allah Almighty says to us, loud and clear, بَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news, glad tidings, to those who are patient. Give good news to those who are patient. What do they say? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Those whom when calamity strikes them, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ. Indeed, we belong to Allah and we're all going to return to Allah Almighty. Everything here belongs to Allah. So to ponder over the greatness of Allah and His creation, even if it were documentaries that you're just sitting and watching about the telescopes that we have and so much more, that which is looking at the rest of the planets or the creatures and the cells, watching those documentaries with the right intention is actually an act of worship, because you're pondering over the greatness of Allah, the skies and the planets, the earth, the creatures, the uniqueness, amazing. Look at medicine. Check how the human body works. To watch and to learn and to educate yourself about everything, your eyes, your nose, your tongue, your voice, your identity, your uniqueness, and so much more is actually an amazing act of worship that many people do not consider an act of worship. Allah Almighty asks us to ponder, to reflect, to look into, to study His creation. Because by studying His creation, you are going to understand that this is no way a coincidence. There has to be a maker who made this. It is absolutely mind-boggling. And wallahi, it is. Everything about creation, including the lips that I have and you have, the saliva, the digestive system, the list is endless. You spend your entire life baffled about how the heart continues to beat 136,000 times a day for years on end, with no battery, just with the power of Allah. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. If just one thing can baffle us so much, and it's just mind-boggling, imagine the rest of the creatures of Allah. They say the smallest of creatures of Allah, if you were to spend time studying it, you would have to spend your entire lifetime, and you still won't understand every single aspect of that particular creature of Allah. Look at the way we sleep. How amazing is it? It replenishes, it quenches, it strengthens, and it gives us a refreshing feeling when we're awake. And while we were sleeping, we were dreaming. What is a dream? How does it work? How exactly is a person when they're asleep and as they wake up? Some of these fine details, the finer details, we will never know. And the strange thing is, as much as we're studying all of this, studies are proving that what Allah has revealed is correct. Over time, they're adjusting their findings. So something that might sound absurd, later on, science comes and proves it. No, actually, what we found earlier was wrong. We're adjusting it to come in tune with what Allah has revealed. And that's what it is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from His greatness. My brothers, my sisters, may He grant us from His favor. Let's ponder over the greatness of Allah and change our lives in the process. أقول قولي هذا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.